What is our burden? What is our responsibility? We must not just preach the gospel. We must bear the testimony of Jesus. Our responsibility is to live Christ, to bear a living witness to Him in our daily life, to know nothing but Christ, the all-inclusive one revealed in the completing ministry of Paul and the mending ministry of John. Witness Lee, The Collected Works of Witness Lee, 1981, Volume 1, page 354, Living Stream Ministry. This week, we begin a new series titled The Age of Intensification, with speaking from Brother Andrew Yu on following the Lord in His present move. This is part 1 of message 4 from a conference hosted by the church in New York City in November 2015. The original message was spoken with side-by-side English to Chinese translation, which was edited out for brevity, thereby affecting the cadence of the speaking. A link to the unedited version can be found in the episode notes.
An Aiwajanan initiation, which means a willingness. And we talk about Matthew chapter 25, how today, by our aggressiveness and willingness, we can inherit the Lord's possession. And so what the Lord wants today is free will offering. You know, in Psalm 110, it says, in the days of your welfare, your people have consecration as their splendor, and they offer willingly to you. That word is free will offering. Look up your footnote. It says there, that word means free will offering. So our free will offering, which is our consecration, is a splendor to the Lord. And it is in the days of warfare that we give ourselves. Then in the last meeting, we talk about what is really the vital group. And the real vitalization is in building up the proper relationship with the triune God, and then have a vital relationship with other believers. So tonight we're on the second eye, and that is on intensification. All right, so before I came here, the brother said, oh, the young people here needs ownership. They have been treated like kids, grew up in the church life, and grew up in the children's meeting. They need to know that the world has changed, and the generation has changed. So we need to get them to take up ownership of the church. So young people, tonight I'm going to give you ownership. I'm going to take you not just into the deacon office, more than that. I'm not only going to take you to the elder's office, that's more than that. I'm going to take you to the Lord's boardroom. I'm going to have you to participate in the Lord's board meeting tonight. But who is the Lord? The Lord is the president of the universe. And so you're the apprentice now. Come on. Come on into the president of the universe boardroom and participate in the board meeting. And this board meeting is not about your little dog or your little cat. It's about the whole universe, and in particular about the Lord's move on earth today. So we're talking about intensification. And you know, in the New Testament, there's three stages. So in this first stage is the stage of incarnation. That's when the Lord came the first time. Then the Lord moved on, and it's in the age of inclusion. And then the church degraded very fast, and then the New Testament moved into the third stage. And this third stage is the stage of intensification. Now, I want to speak for an hour, and I hope in this 1 hour, I can convince you that this is the age of intensification. And so you know what age you're in. So after you walk out of the boardroom, you know how you should live. Okay, now I don't have time to prepare for an English PowerPoint and a Chinese PowerPoint. So tonight the PowerPoint is all combined, mixed up. And for those who can only read one language, bear with me. Okay, in 1981, Brother Lee, he saw the world was changing. And it was changing fast. And I tell you, Brother Lee, he is a very fine man. But there's no person who knows the world situation as much as Brother Lee. He reads the newspaper, but he reads it from God's perspective. And I can tell you what Brother Lee said when he first came to this country in 1962. He gave three predictions. And all three predictions will fulfill in the next 30 years. Brother Lee, he said, I'm not a prophet, but I just want to touch the Lord's heart. And so in 1981, he saw that the world is changing, and so he released a series of messages. It's called The World Situation and God's Move. Then in 1991, he realized what he said in 1981 was outdated, because the world situation has changed and God has moved on. So he released another series of messages. And in those messages, he said, it needs an update. And we need to know about the world situation and our present direction. In other words, he said, what I said 10 years ago was all right, but it needs an update. So in the next frame, it's the opening introductory word of Brother Lee. And it has these three phrases: the ultimate situation, the ultimate move, and our ultimate responsibility. And he said that under the present situation of the world, we must bear the ultimate responsibility of the ultimate recovery of the Lord. So he has a sense that this is the ultimate age. Then he said, we need to reconsider, what is the Lord doing today? His move in his recovery today. And we need a suitable direction to match the world situation in its recent changes. So all those who could read Chinese, you know what I'm saying. I'm just translating those words of Brother Lee. So then he had this series of messages, and basically he was analyzing the world situation and how that is related to God's move. Well, a few weeks ago, because the whole situation in the world is moving so fast, so I had a special session with the trainees. And in that special situation, I pointed out five things. The first thing is that God's move is always a man's move. God's history follow man's history. And so you have to always realize where is the world heading? And then in this understanding of the situation of the world, you sense God's move. Brother Lee had that series of messages. Then he analyzed the situation in Asia, in America, in Europe, and in the Middle East. And I was reading those messages a couple of years ago, and I asked myself, I said, if Brother Lee is still alive, would he release a series three, to say another word about the present move of the Lord? I believe he would, because he is always up to date with the Lord's move. Now, before I talk about the world situation, and I believe all of you know that the world is changing very, very fast. So I want to talk to the younger generations. I don't believe the Lord will keep me for another 30 years, but in the next 30 years, that will be your world. And how you live in this world, that's very important. And that's why I have the burden to share with you, for the next generation, what you should do to cooperate with the Lord. Okay, so I go back to this New Testament. It talks about the age of incarnation, that's the first stage. Then the age of inclusion, that's the second stage. And in the age of incarnation, it's initiation. And in the age of inclusion, it's the age of development. Then we come to the third stage. The church has become degraded, and we enter into the age of revelation. And in the age of revelation, there's nothing new. Everything was released in the Gospels and the Epistles. There was the Spirit, and it was there already. There was the Lord, and he was there already. However, whatever that is there needs to be intensified. The Spirit was there, but it needs to be sevenfold intensified. And the seven churches, they were told that they have nothing more that they knew to be added to them. But whatever they have, they should hold fast. So I would like to talk to you about this. Everything in the Lord's recovery has been recovered. But what is the need today? The need today is to be intensified in what has been recovered. So when Brother Lee was at your age, there was no life study, there was no recovery version, the Bible was not opened up, there was no high peak of the divine revelation. And my, in the last 30 years, how much has been recovered? Recovery in the matter of the truth and recovery in the matter of the practice. I tell you today, the shining and the revelation in the Lord's recovery, no other age is like our age. You know, I've been in contact with Christian leaders in the past 10 years. And when they come in, they said, my goodness, what you have here is unprecedented. You know, they were 10 times more appreciative of our kids. I'm not exaggerating. So, you know, this man here wrote this thing called We Were Wrong. So one time about a few years ago in Shanghai, we were in the hotel lobby. He said, you guys have to change your mentality. For years and years, you're always saying, oh, we're not the cult, we're not the cult, we're not the cult. He said, forget about that message. There's so many more positive things that are in you, among you guys. He said in our meeting, and then it was not a big meeting, it was a small meeting. And then people were popping up like popcorns, prophesying. Then suddenly he turned around and asked the brother, is this what you call prophesy? He said, wow, I know this. I'm not exaggerating. These people, they were with Christian leaders speaking to pastors, hundreds of them, over and over again. They kept telling us, America Christianity is dead. It's not dying, it's dead. There's no way to go on. The only way is what you guys have. This New Testament church that you guys are practicing. He said, that's what the whole Christian world needs. So he was going to write books about it. And then he got opened up about this matter of life. And he said, my, this matter of man becoming God. This is a treasure. Christians there don't know about it. So he's going to write a book about it. And he boasted himself for years that he was a truth man, Bible answer man. So he made a wristband. And he made engraved on it the slogan of his organization. And it says, truth matters. Then he met a brother, and he's not an elder, he's not a co-worker, he's nobody. He said, brother, you're wrong. Truth matters, but life matters more. Okay, this man who was speaking to hundreds of conferences of pastors, this simple word that hit him. So now he's going to write a book. And it's called Truth Matters, But Life Matters More. And you know what he's going to talk about? Man becoming God. Deification. Why do I mention all these to you? I'm telling you that we're sitting on a treasure of gold. We're sitting on the treasure trove. We don't realize it. There are some people that came in from the denominations, and they look at the life study. They said, I wish I could have something like that 30 years ago. And they devour, and they devour, and they devour it. And when I look at our saints, some of those in the second generation, third generation, they don't realize that they're sitting on the treasure trove. That's all in the second stage. Now, in the third stage, what happened? The majority of the church got degraded and deviated. So now, there needs to be the overcomers being raised up. And the overcomers, they're not there to invent new things. You don't need to invent anything new, neither in truth nor in practice. It doesn't mean to say that you don't need to be renewed. You need to be renewed every day. But you don't need to invent anything like Brother Lee when he started out studying the Bible. But you need to be intensified in the truth pursuit. You need to be intensified in the God-ordained way practice of the church life. You need to hold fast to what you have, lest somebody take away your crown. That means there is a possibility that somebody can take away your crown. So that's the message for those that are in the age of intensification. Okay, so a couple of years ago, I think it was in 2013, and I was in Taiwan, and I said, well, in the Bible, 30 years is a generation. And the Lord's recovery has been on earth for 90 years, starting from 1922. So in the first 30 years, it was all in China. And then the next 30 years, it got out of China. And then in China, it got into the winter, and there's nothing more. Every move of God happens outside of China. And in the 50s, it was moving in Taiwan, in Southeast Asia. And then starting from the 60s, it came to this country. And for the next 20 years, that was real initiation. The testimony of the Lord's recovery, it got established in America, North America, South America, then in Europe. And by the beginning of the 80s, almost every continent has the Lord's recovery, even though the number is not that big. But it spread from one little China to all six continents in the world. You may say that that is a real initiation for the Lord's move outside China. So you may say that the first 30 years was the age of incarnation in China. The next 30 years was the Lord's age of incarnation outside China. While in China, it went into winter, dormant, completely disappeared outwardly. And then the next 30 years, my goodness, then Brother Lee started talking about the dispensing of the triune God, the economy of God, or the Trinity, the all-inclusive Christ. And then finally, in the 90s, it blossomed into the high peak of the divine revelation. I tell you, not many servant of God is used by God for more than once. But Brother Lee, he went through the first stage, he went through the second stage. Until the day he died, the Lord really opened up the truth. While this was going on, this 70-year-old man went back to Taiwan, and he said, I'm going to turn the church around, and I don't want the old practice, and no more one man speaking. I want the whole body to rise up. Oh, boy, and then he released message after message, and all these things that he's talked about were on the practice of the church life. And I tell you, if you read church history, you don't see another person that has as much light and has as much practical way as what the ministry has released in the last 30 years. And then Brother Lee passed away, 1997. And then the brothers continue. And now we come to the end of the 20th century and we step into the 21st century. Now the 21st century is your century, not my century. So the 21st century is the third 30 years year. The first 30 years for us overseas. For us overseas, it's from the 50s to the 80s. And the second stage is from the 80s to now, or rather to the beginning of the 20th century. What about the next 30 years? That was the title of my PowerPoint, The Coming 30 Years. Okay, now, let me, upon that background, let me run through some of the PowerPoint that I showed the brother. So first of all, I have that, which is what I just said. 1922 to 1952 is the beginning in China. Then 1953 to 1982 is the spread overseas. That means outside China. While in China, it went dormant. Then 1983 to 2012, that's a year when I prepared that. Then China woke up, and it got into the age of inclusion. It started getting into the high peak truth. It started practicing the God of the day when hitting the homes. And it mushroomed into a million people. They had a fast catch up. Whereas overseas, and I include overseas in the East and in the West, from 1983 to 2012, boy, we had a mushrooming of truth and practice. So now we're in the next 30 years, from 2013 to 2042, and that's your generation. And so what are you going to do? What is going to happen in the next 30 years? Okay, so I have a few quotes from Brother Nee. Here there is a basic principle. That is, if you do what God is doing in that age, then you receive the flow of the Holy Spirit. If you continue to keep to what you had before, and you want God to pay attention to what you had, what you hope for will not be, you will not receive the tide of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because the tide of the Holy Spirit always goes forward. So what was done in Jerusalem, it would become inadequate in Rome. What was done in Caesarea would become inadequate today. The advance is the advance of the flow of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the past 2,000 years of church history, the Spirit of God forever advances. After Acts chapter 28, God's Spirit continues to move on. Therefore, the book of Acts is a book without ending. Unless there is somebody who is foolish enough to think that the Holy Spirit has left the church. Actually, in every age, God raised up men. And in every age, the church is advancing. Step by step, always advancing all the way until today.
Amen.
You know, in that book, The World Situation and God's Move, Brother Lee quoted an American writer called A.J. Pearson. And A.J. Pearson wrote a book called The New Acts of the Apostle. And he said, what was happening in Acts is happening today. And he wrote it in the 19th century. And Brother Lee quoted him. Well, I tell you, the flow of the Holy Spirit did not stop in the 19th century. And Acts of the Apostle is still going on.
Amen.
Only those that God pleases have descended. Micah has no descendant. The mother of Solomon, she had a descendant. She had a son. What is descendant? What is to have descended? The line of the Holy Spirit continues. That is what I mean by the flow of the Holy Spirit. The way of God today is that we always go on and advance. Is the way of God going on with us, or is it going to go on with some other people? This is what I call the authority of the Holy Spirit. If we miss the second step of the Holy Spirit work, then for sure he will work through somebody else. So there's no tenure for being in the Lord's recovery. So he may use you today, tomorrow he's using somebody else. And then he says, we don't have our life long enough to dictate and direct this flow. That means you can only flow with the flow. You know, your life is not long enough to direct the flow. Then it says, the church is like a stepping stone in the flow of God. If the Spirit on us will use us as a stepping stone through which he passes, that will be the greatest glory for us. If he could not get through with us, then he will pick up another stone. And if he doesn't get through from among us, then the greatest loss will be ours.
Amen.
Where is the mark of the Holy Spirit today? After 10 days, we don't know where it will be. Day after day, the Holy Spirit has been disqualifying people group by group, putting them aside. Therefore, we need to be on the way of the Holy Spirit. Many people, they seem like they have been used up by the Holy Spirit. They have expired. The Holy Spirit could not get through with them anymore. So he has to start anew with somebody else. How solemn a thing that is. Next one. The service of the whole body, which is what we talked about the last 2 days, has been talked about in the last 130 years. But this way has never been taken. The recovery of the truth and to take the way of the truth is not the same. The recovery of the truth is not the same as to take the way of the truth. Now is the time for us to rise up and take the way of the whole body serving.
Amen.
Everyone is for the gospel. Our study is for the gospel. Our production, our business is for the gospel.
Amen.
The way of recovery of God in the church And it is also manifested in another sphere.
Amen.
What is that sphere? That sphere is the world.
Amen.
We have to get this into the saints that the whole body has to rise up to coordinate to serve. Everything must be for the gospel. When the whole church rises up to serve, then the Lord's coming will be soon.
Amen.
This is not only the going out of the doctrine, this is going out of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The church moves, the Spirit has moved, and when the Spirit moves, we all say amen.
Amen.
The Spirit goes before us, and we follow the flow.
Amen.
You and my speaking, and you and my spiritual feeling, must match with the flow of the Holy Spirit today.
Amen.
That's April the 4th, 1950.
Thank you for joining us today. To hear the complete recording and other messages, please visit livingtohim.com. If you would like to receive regular updates from us, please subscribe to this podcast and join our mailing list on our website. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, where our handle is @livingtohim.